And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I have somebody working on my financial freedom. I do. I have somebody out there who cares about what I'm doing. I'm talking about my mentor. I'm talking about my mentor, Robert. My mentor, Robert, and I have been working on analyzing a multifamily apartment community. And I will tell you this. I am learning a ton of information from my mentor, Robert. As many of you know, I have made a decision, and I have my wife's approval to do this. Okay, very, very important to have your wife's approval to do this. I have my wife's approval to go become a lead investor in Lifestyles Unlimited. And here's why I'm willing to do that. Because one of the things that Tina and I did was we sat down and we looked at where we are from an investing standpoint. Now, we are real estate retired. We don't have to work. And I say we because Tina doesn't have to work either. We have enough passive income coming into our household that it meets or exceeds our expenses of living. But there is a chink in the armor. If I pass away tomorrow, what happens to Tina? Well, here's what happens to Tina. We get a reduction in my pension. My pension goes down from what it pays me now to about 55% of what it pays. That could be a problem. Now, that hole or that chink in the armor is being filled right now with passive income coming in from real estate investments. But here's the problem. If I die tomorrow, it creates a big sucking sound in our checking account because, I mean, essentially, we're losing 45% of one of our major income sources. That might be a couple $1,000s. Does that make sense? What do we need to do to replace that couple $1,000s? Well, we need to buy some more real estate. Yeah, when we sat down and we looked at our portfolio, we determined that there's not enough real estate in our portfolio to do what we need to do what we want to do, and to protect Tina should I pass away. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's one of the things that we do. We're a multifamily and single family investor education and mentoring company. That's exactly what we do. We teach you how to do this. That's why I'm a beneficiary of all this stuff, because I have been taught what to do. But just because I have all the information swimming around in my head doesn't mean I know exactly how to lay it all out in a practical application. And that's where Robert comes in. Robert is kind of like my sensei. Robert is my mentor. Robert is the guy that's looking over my shoulder to make sure I don't make any mistakes. So why did I receive an email from Robert containing 1,593 words in it? Which, by the way, now think about it. Let's put that in perspective. 1,593 words. That's a lot of words. That means he had a lot to say to me, right? If a picture is worth 1,000 words, I got more than 1.5 pictures here. And Robert is trying to convey information to me, because what Robert wants to make sure that I'm doing is the right thing. Robert doesn't want me to run off the rails. Robert wants me to be successful. Now, Robert, in his own right, is successful. He is very successful. He is a multifamily investor. That's what he does. He's a lead investor. He's syndicated many deals in Lifestyles Unlimited. People in Lifestyles Unlimited know exactly who he is, not because he's a mentor, but because he's a very successful multifamily investor. So you think about that for a minute. Now let's think about what I just said. He is a very successful, I'll say it again, very successful multifamily investor. Why do you think I want him on my team? Yeah. Does it make sense now? He is very successful. I want to learn success. I don't want to learn how to fail at this. I mean, if I were going to fail at multifamily investing, I could do a great job all by myself. I could ignore my mentors. I could ignore my education. I could just walk right out there in the middle of the abyss, and I could just blow things up. I could just destroy my future. I have that potential. I have that capability. However, I have education. I have just completed countless hours of multifamily curriculum at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, multifamily curriculum. What does that mean? It means Lifestyles Unlimited taught me the entire process from cradle to grave of how to buy, rehabilitate, own, operate, and dispose of multifamily properties. And it's more complex than what I just said. It is way more complex than that. But I have the knowledge. I have the knowledge. So one of the things that I was doing was I found this 55-unit apartment community in Texas. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I know that the property is potentially available for sale. Now, here's what else I know about the property. The person that owns the property, they're kind of holding out for their price. They are. They're holding out for their price. What does that mean? That means from Al's perspective, from Robert's perspective, from a Lifestyles Unlimited perspective, the property is on the market for more than the property is really worth. Now, does that happen in the multifamily space? All the time. Happens all the time. And essentially what's going to have to happen for that person to sell the property is that a buyer is going to have to come along, and that buyer is going to have to make an agreement with that seller, and they're going to have to come to terms and conditions on an agreement for the sale, the transaction of that property. Now, that property may transact for what the seller wants, that property may transact for what the buyer wants, or that property may transact for somewhere in between. But it takes a buyer and a seller coming together and agreeing to the terms and the conditions of the sale. That's what it takes. Okay? So at the end of the day, I'm convinced that the property is overpriced. I know that when I do my analysis on the property, I can't afford to pay the guy what he wants for the property. Not at the current interest rates, not at the current rent rates for the property, not any of the data that the seller provided me. So what does this have to do with 1,593 words? Well, one of the things that I've been doing is I have been working through a fairly complex spreadsheet that we call the MFQA. What's an MFQA? Multifamily Quick Analysis Sheet. What does that mean? It is essentially the playbook. It is what we as Lifestyles Unlimited members use to analyze multifamily property. And it is across the entire Lifestyles Unlimited spectrum. It is. This particular spreadsheet is what we use to determine what a multifamily property has the potential to do for us. And also it helps us to determine what we can afford to pay for the asset. It also gives us a whole bunch of other tools and features that we can use to make assumptions and things like that. But at the end of the day, what this spreadsheet does for me is it gives me an opportunity to take all of my thoughts and put them into one centralized location and to do an analysis on the property. So what does this have to do with Robert? Well, last night I sent Robert my spreadsheet, and then I sent him the broker information that was sent to me so that he had the qualifying data that goes with the spreadsheet. And you know what he did? He sat down last night and he wrote me an email containing 1,593 words. Robert cares. Robert cares. He went through the entire MFQA and gave me observations on every component of the MFQA. He talked about assumptions that I made. And then he said, well, if you choose this, consider doing that. Or if you choose that, consider doing this. He laid out multiple arguments for why I should consider an expense this way or not consider an expense that way. He laid out arguments for why I should do research to qualify my rental income data. Very important information. He also told me that some of my projections, some of my projections were way off. I was way off my property tax projections. I was way too low. He told me, you need to move those up. Those are not going to give you the result that you're looking for. You got to move that up. So I moved it up. I'll tell you what, there's 1,593 reasons why Robert is a great mentor. When we come back from the break, I'll share some of them with you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The world is full of doomsayers and naysayers. That won't move the needle of your life forward. It's time to take action and become part of something bigger. Learn a new roadmap. The roadmap to retirement through real estate investing. Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited and make new friends.
So actually, the lifestyle people became our closest friends, really, because they knew we weren't crazy. And now all those other people who thought we were crazy see us and they're like, what did you do again?
Leave the lack mentality and join the group with an abundance mentality. Lifestyles Unlimited.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited today for $297. That's 60% off the regular price of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, my mentor, Robert, is actually working on my financial freedom. So we're just having some fun. We're talking about my mentor, Robert, and we're talking about multifamily, and we're talking about 1,593 words that he wrote me last night in an effort to assist me with becoming an even better multifamily investor than I was last night. No, I'm serious. I'm serious about that. So I sent Robert my version of this MFQA spreadsheet because I did an analysis of the multifamily apartment community that I'm looking at. So what did Robert do? Robert looked at my analysis. He looked at the data that the broker provided regarding the property. And then he sat down at his keyboard and he started typing. My mentor spent the equivalent of writing a term paper on me. He spent that amount of time, that amount of analysis, that amount of love. Yeah, I use the love word because he cares. He cares about me. He cares whether or not I become successful as a multifamily investor. And here's the point. I'm going to be successful. I have it set in my mind to be successful. It's actually one of my goals, believe it or not, to be a successful multifamily real estate investor, to own three different multifamily properties within the next 5 years. I'm kind of laying out some of my goals and objectives for you. Kind of gives you an idea of where I'm trying to go, right? And it all starts right here. It all starts right here with an analysis and 1,593 words, feedback from my mentor on every aspect of this MFQA, where I hit the points correct, where I hit the points incorrect. He didn't hold back. If he told me that I got something wrong, he told me why he thought I got something wrong. If he thought I got something right, he told me. He told me I got something right. Okay, here, let me give you an example. Let me just give you an example from what he wrote to me. And I'll just give you the example. Let's just do that. Taxes. So what I was doing was I was analyzing taxes for the property. I was trying to determine what I think the future taxes on the property would be, even though the taxes haven't been levied on the property yet because I don't even own it, right? Okay, so it's kind of a guesstimate. It's a guesstimate, right? So here's what he wrote. Taxes. It looks like you're assuming a 90% of purchase appraisal value. I think that is fair if their current actual tax expenses are correct. You can find this on the county appraisal site. I always recommend running a scenario at 100% purchase to appraisal estimate. So he's going on to basically say, you ran your tax estimate at 90% of value. 90% of value. He's telling me I need to increase it to 100% of value. And the reason he's telling me that is because he has experience buying properties and noticing that after he bought the property, the taxes went up a little bit higher than they originally thought they would be. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to prevent me from making a major problem, a major mistake in my future by telling me just to change one parameter of my analysis. It's all about success. It is all about success. Everything that Robert is indicating to me in this email is all about making me a better and more effective and successful real estate investor. Now, I have to tell you, I'm taken back. I'm really taken back because when I sit down and I think about the amount of time that Robert put into this email, this is a long email. This is a very long email. It is a very comprehensive email. It is very matter of fact. It is very to the point. Now, I could read you the whole email, but it would probably bore you because the information that we're sharing is technical in nature, and technical information doesn't make for good radio. But I can tell you that he covered a myriad of concepts. You want to hear what they are? In the area of expenses, I mean, he talked about taxes. He talked about salaries. He talked about repairs and maintenance. He talked about management fees. He talked about contracted services. He talked about utilities. He talked about administrative costs. He talked about insurance. He talked about closing costs. He talked about startup costs. He talked about prepaids and deposits. He talked about actual capital that you need to put into the investment. He talked about purchase and loan data. Am I boring you yet? I could go on. It's not even done. I'm not even done going down the list of all the things that he talked about. Now, how is that when it comes to being mentored? This is exactly what I need. This is exactly what I want. This is exactly what I deserve as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I deserve a mentor that cares about me. And you know what I have? I've got a mentor that cares about me. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. And I'll tell you what, I'm not the only guy that Robert cares about. Robert cares about a lot of people. There are a lot of people that make up the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and I am just one of the people that Robert takes the time and the attention to dedicate to me. Dedicated to me. Robert doesn't worry about money. Robert has passive income. Robert has passive income that meets or exceeds his expenses of life. Robert is real estate retired. Robert is working on the wealth factor for his family. Robert is the role model that I need because that's exactly what I'm trying to do too. Do you understand? Do you understand that I am trying to pattern myself after somebody who has gone before me, who is sending me back signals, sending me back information, 1,593 words of information that I need to know so that I can improve my game? Now, in the multifamily real estate investing world, okay, I would equate Robert to somebody that plays in the NFL. Okay, I would definitely equate him to somebody that plays in the NFL. He has the skill, he has the talent, he has the ability, and he can compete fine in the environment. So I would say that he would be somebody that would play in the NFL. Me, I'm more of the person that's kind of in the AAA league. Does that make sense? When it comes to the multifamily investing, the reason I say that is because I am smart enough to understand that I don't know what I don't know. But Robert knows a lot of what I don't know. So what I am doing is I am utilizing, I'm technically leveraging Robert's talents. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I am actually leveraging Robert's talents because I'm using his ability to analyze. I'm using his ability to see things that I don't even know are there. I'm using his ability, his experience to look at things in a different light through a different lens so that I can come up with the successful solution that I'm trying to come up with. Now, at the end of the day, I may or may not make an offer on this 55-unit apartment community, but the value of the education that I'm receiving is priceless. The education is priceless. I am receiving PhD-level information. I am receiving what I would consider insider information. I am receiving information that if we were messing around with stocks, we would go to jail. We'd probably go to jail because of the level of insight that I am receiving from Robert is priceless. Robert is on my team specifically because I need Robert on my team. I specifically sought Robert out for his talents. I sought him out for his experience. I have known Robert since I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited way back in 2017. Now, if I recall correctly, I think he joined in 2015 or 2016. It wasn't too long before I joined that he became a member. And I remember going to meetings with him and watching him progress. I watched him buy his first multifamily apartment community. And I watched him become very successful with it. And I watched him work with his mentor very closely. And that was a really good relationship. I noticed that relationship and I liked it. And I wanted to replicate that. Does that make sense? So I watched Robert build a relationship with a mentor that I thought was very, very positive. And then I watched Robert buy another multifamily apartment community. And I watched him become very successful with that. And I watched his relationship with his mentor intensify. And then I watched him buy another multifamily apartment community. You know where I'm going with this, right? Yeah, I'm going with the fact that Robert relied on a mentor in his early days. And now it's Robert's turn to help other people out. And that's exactly what he's doing. See, at the end of the day, I have no shame in telling you that I am leveraging the talents of my friend Robert. Yeah, I'm totally leveraging his time. I leveraged his time last night. I mean, he wrote 1,593 words. I leveraged his time last night. You can't say I didn't leverage his time. I took advantage of his time. And I'm not sorry for it. I didn't leverage his money. I did not leverage his money because I did not ask him for money, that we didn't have any conversation regarding money, but I certainly leveraged his knowledge. So I leveraged Robert's time. I leveraged his knowledge. And you know what? I might ultimately leverage his money because who knows? Who knows? Maybe I will wind up buying this property. And if not this property, I will wind up buying another property. And who knows, Robert might become an investor in that particular asset, in which case, I guess I would be leveraging Robert's money too. Pretty cool stuff, right? Yeah, I have just given you a one over the world lesson in mentoring. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that I have been mentoring you this entire time? Oh, yeah, I'm dancing around your head now, aren't I? Yeah, I'm actually mentoring you on the concept of mentoring as I'm describing somebody who is mentoring me and walking around in my head. Pretty cool stuff, right? At the end of the day, all of this, everything that I am talking about on today's show is all about individual success. It is all focused on individual success. The fact that I want to be successful. I don't want to buy a multifamily apartment community and have it crash and burn. What's the sense in that? I don't want to do that. I want to buy a multifamily apartment community that's in bad shape. Whether it's physical bad shape or operational bad shape, I don't care what kind of bad shape. I want to buy something that's distressed, that's got issues. I want to buy from somebody that, well, I'll say it, that doesn't quite know what they've gotten themselves into. I want to take that burden away from them. And then I want to own and operate that property. I want to improve the efficiencies of that property. I want to improve the net operating income of that property so that the value of that property will go up so that I can make money for myself and my investors. That's what I want to do. I want Robert by my side, being that eagle eye, being that person that has way more experience doing what I'm trying to do, who is there to say, careful, watch your footing, Al, watch your footing. That's what Robert's doing. When he writes 1,593 words to me, it's because I'm standing on the edge of a cliff and he's telling me, just be careful of your footing, everything's going to be okay. And you want to know what? You want to know what? Everything is going to be okay. Because Robert's on my team. I personally selected Robert to be my mentor because Robert has the skill sets, and I'll say it. I'll say it right here in front of millions of people. He has some skill sets that I feel are lacking in my skill sets. So what I am doing is I am complementing myself by taking advantage of the things that Robert can offer me. Now, Robert has done an amazing job. I have leveraged his time. I have leveraged his knowledge. I may even leverage his money in the future. You never know, right? But at the end of the day, what I have is way more information than I had when I first started this journey. Last night, I was plugging numbers into a spreadsheet, not 100% sure if this number went there, if that number went there, if this number was the correct number, if this correct number was correct or not, right? You know what I'm talking about when you start plugging things into spreadsheets, especially if they're spreadsheets that you didn't build, right? Okay, so at the end of the day, I send the whole thing to Robert. And you know what Robert does? Robert spends time looking over what I produced. And why does Robert do that? Because Robert cares. Robert cares about my success. Robert cares about me. Robert is my mentor. Robert is somebody who is on my team that is providing a very, very valuable service to me. And at the end of the day, he's going to be at my right-hand side as I go through this entire process. I am only in the analysis phase right now of multifamily investing, but when I move forward, when I make an offer on a property, guess who's going to be there? My mentor. When I do my feasibility, guess who's going to be there? My mentor. Guess who's going to be there the entire way? Robert. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Robert's doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.